Yerushalmi Masoros corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, 13 lines up from the foot of the page. Tani Debei Rebbe. Tani Debei Rebbe, Oichel Kadar Koy Potter. The Baisa from the house of Rebbe teaches that if one hired a worker for his olives and the worker stipulated that he should be able to eat the olives, he may eat them in the regular fashion. Rabbi Yoina Boy, Rabbi Yoina asked the question, Man and Kaimen. Im kishesachoy la'asos imoy bezeisim kol amamoydi shu oichal kadarkoi upata. Im kishesachoy la'asos imoy begufan shal zeisim kol amamoydi shu oichal achas achas upata vim tzeref chayev. What's the case? If he hired him to work with olives, all agree that he may eat in the regular fashion and he's exempt. If he hired him to work on the tree itself rather than the olives, all agree that he may eat them one by one, but not combined. Eliken kaimen kishesachoy la'akesh imoy bezeisim. Rather, he hired him to weed, means to cut inferior olives off to give more room for the large ones to grow. Min debasor lenakesh ima bebetzalim amaloi amanas lechol yerek mekartem ale ale va'oichel v'imtzeref chayev. The latter statement of the Mishnah indicates this, as it taught that if he hired him to weed, means to uproot inferior onions, he said to him, it's on condition to be able to eat the green onion leaves, he may pick one leaf at a time and eat, but if you combine them, then he's obligated. And the Gemara goes on here to explain the next Mishnah, that Rav Chagai asked Chavaya, if one found detached figs along the road, there's no prohibition of theft and they're exempt from Masus. That's the Mishnah in the next Mishnah, so why are they exempt from Masus? Amalei Mishum Oichel Arai Besadev Hu Potter. Chavaya answered Rav Chagai, since they weren't brought into the house, he may snack on them. Amalein racha asinan masnisa mishum oichel arai besadeh vehu potter, ele mishum hefke, shekene mechnisa lebeisoi potter, detani. Rav Chagai rejected that. He says, no, does the Mishnah need to teach us this? It was already taught in the first perek. Rather, it's because it's hefke, and it would be exempt even after it would be brought into the house, as the Baisa taught, matzah, kalkola, mechopeh ba'alim, asur, mishum gezer, v'chayres v'masas. The Tosefta says, if he found a basket covered in leaves, they have a prohibition of theft and they're obligated in masus. Asur mishum gezel, mishum davash yesh bo simonim, v'chayavim b'masus, she'ad achshav da'as ba'alim alea. They have a prohibition of theft because they have identifying marks, they're obligated in masus, as until now, their owner's mind was upon them. Adeichan, at kadeshi yachal etroim, min ha'muvcha, la'ay yalach etroim, min ha'muvcha, oisa oisam, oisa domim v'oichla, I should say. How long must the finder wait to be able to acquire it? As long as he could still separate truma whilst the fruits are still good quality. If he could no longer do so because the fruits were beginning to become ruined, he should evaluate them, and then he may eat them himself, and they become obligated in masus. Rabbi Yoina boy, domim mahu shiyitbalu kamekach oi ma'acha shehabalim moitzim moisa lo nidbala. Rabbi Yoina asked the question, when the finder evaluates them and wishes to snack on them before bringing them into the house, have they become tevel like an acquisition, or since the owner can still reclaim them from the finder, they aren't yet tevel? Rabbi Mana boy, hage adzmacha shehaisa nasun befiv lein im nimasu yachalu lachzira im oime at kain lo nimsa oichal tevel mafreya hada amma domim kamekachain. Rabbi Mana asked a question against Rabbi Yonah's question. He says, think about it. If he already put it into his mouth, isn't it repulsive? Can he now return it to the owner? Certainly at that point, there's an acquisition. And if you don't say that evaluating them makes them tevil, hasn't he retroactively eaten tevil? This shows that evaluating them must be like an acquisition, and it makes them obligated. Matzah kalkola b'mokam sh'arayv machnisim l'shuk osa l'chom emena. Arai umetakna demai. The Baisa says, if he found a basket without any identifying marks in a place where most people bring their fruit to the market to be sold, meaning that they had already become obligated, he may not snack on them and he has to tie them as demai. But mokam sh'aroiv machnisim labatim, mutu lechom emena, arai umetakna vadai. But if it's a place where most people bring them home, he may snack on them and he ties them as certain tether when he does actually bring them home. Mechza mechza metakna demai, machnisa lebeis. If half sell them in the market and half bring them home, he must tie them as demai if he eats them in the field, and if he brings them home, he must tie them as certain tevel. Rabbi Yoina boy, demai hu mahu shiyitbol levadai, im oime at kein lo nimses magdim. Rabbi Yoina asked the question, if a person tithed produce as demai, meaning that he only separated maisa and trumas maisa, but not truma gadela, because there's an assumption that Amar Oretz would have already separated it, and he was then informed that the Amar Oretz had not separated at all, may he now snack on the produce before separating it, or does the earlier tithing as demai establish his obligation? If you say that tithing as the mai does establish the obligation, this would also apply to the previous case of half and half, that even though he tithes as the mai, he must then separate a certain tevel as a separation establishes obligation. And if so, hasn't he transgressed and separated out of order, since the maaser and trumas maaser were separated before the truma gedola? Rav Yosi b'Rabun, Rav Yochanan b'Shem Rav Shimon ben Yudtzedek, Sorech lasnois v'loima im me'oisim shemachnisim lashuk, hi masha asisi osui v'im lav lo asisi klum. Shulei tehei ma'oisim shemachnisim levayis v'nimtas trumas maisa tevula lo truma gedoyla. Rav Yosi b'Rabun and Rav Yochanan quoting Rav Shimon ben Yudtzedek said that in the Baisa's case of half and half, when he separates the mai in the field, he must make a stipulation and say that if this produce is from those people who bring to the market, my separation is valid, and if not, it's nothing. We're concerned that it fell from those who take it home, and if he separated it as demai, it's been established as tevel, and the truma smasa that he separated is obligated in truma gedola. Mechza mechza besode metakna demai, machnisa lebayis metakna vadai. In the case of half and half, the baisa taught that he separates demai in the field, but if he brought it into the house, he separates a certain tevel. The chashloima shema ma'isa shemachnisa lebayisi v'nimtas truma gedola tefula l'truma smasa. The Gemara asked, well, there should be a concern that it was from those people that bring into the house and that it wasn't obligated in Truma Gedola when he separated it, and consequently the Truma Gedola that he separated is obligated in Trumas Masa. Amr Matanya Bekoira Shem Al Masoisav, Rabbatanya answered, the Brisa requires the Kohen to declare Maisa Rishon and Trumas Maisa in the Truma Gedola, and then he can eat it as Truma. Ad Kodoyin Dawashi Ein Loi Goyren, Avadoshi Esh Loi Goyren, Mafrishon Trumas Masa, the Ein Sarach Lafrish Truma Gedola. The Baisa taught that if it was in a place that most people bring them home, he may snack on them and he ties them a certain tevel when he brings them home. He must separate the Truma Gedola when it was a basket of fruit that isn't taken to the threshing floor, but if he found grains, he must separate Trumas Maisa but not Truma Gedola, since the owner would have certainly already done so before he took it from the threshing floor. Ka'adadatani, Matzah Peirus, Memorochim, Besadeh, Memuchanosim, Asurim, Mishum Gezel, Mfuzorim, Mutorim, Mishum Gezel, Benkech HaBenkech, Hayov Memasus, Uptum Truma Gedola, she Eshel Agurin Shiteake Elim Kane, Nituma Truma Gedola, I should say. We have a support from this from a Tosefta in Maseches Masas. When he found produce that was smoothed in a pile, if it was collected in a field, its location is an identifying mark, and it has a prohibition of theft. If it was scattered, it doesn't have a prohibition of theft. Either way, it's obligated in Masas and exempt from Truma Gedola, as it wouldn't have left the threshing floor without having its Truma Gedola first separated. Masas Mehechan Nitolos, Menabais, or Menasadeh. The Gemara asks, from where are masas usually taken? From the house or from the field? Mishmini Menhado, Chava Shemeis Veniach Magura Malei Peirois, Afilu Boi Boyoim, Hechnisam Hoi Eile Vecheskos Metukonim, Ve'eshu Shulai Nitrofer Daito Sha'achas. The Gemara gives the first answer from a Braisa. He says, if a Chava died and left behind a storeroom full of produce, even if he had put them there that day, they are assumed to have been tithed. Couldn't it be that the Chavez's mind was confused for a small period of time before his death, and he couldn't ask his family to tithe? And this proves that Maisa is usually taken on the threshing floor. Rabun Bachir Tipatash and Meis Matoch Yishuv. Rabun Bachir rejects that. He says, no, it's when he died with a clear mind. Rabbechanina b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, Shambhala min hocha, Isur acher, Shani osir lamud, Nosun, Lakiva ben Yosef, Yizkel b'ilaniyim, Hadu'amba min Abayis. We have a second answer now from Rabbechanina, quoting Rabbi Pinchas. It's a Mishnah in Masa Sheni that says that Rabbi Gamliel and the elders were travelling by boat, and the time of Bir Masas, which is the removal of Masas from one's home, arrived. Rabbi Gamliel said, the Maisa that I will measure is given to Akiva ben Yosef to acquire for the poor, and this shows that Masa is taken in the house, as the produce was located in his house. Rabbi Chiya ba Abba Shamalahen min Hocha, Misha Hoye Peirosev and Magura v'Nasan Sar leben Levi v'Sar la'oni, Hadamah min Abayis. A third answer, a proof is Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quoting from a Mishnah in Trumos. He says if a person's fruits were in a storeroom and he gave a sar to a levi as maaser rishon and a sar to a poor man as maaser oni. So that Mishnah shows that the maaser is taken in the home. Rabbi Abba Mari shamala min hacha min abayis zuchala hada'ama min asada. And Rabbi Abba Mari gives a fourth answer, a fourth source, that, and it's a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chavov, Pasuk Yud Gimel, I have removed the holy portion from the house, and this refers to challah that was separated from dough in the house. This Mishnah's understanding shows that the other maaser is taken in the field and not in the house.